Bible says, "Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands." Christian homemaker, for the next 5 minutes, let Bennett Peters Jones share with you some spiritual helps for building rather than battering your home. Here now is Sunshine on the Soap Suds.
Last week, while we were entertaining guests in our home for lunch, my husband told of an incident from his childhood which left a deep impression on him. Though I'd heard the story before, only this time's telling really impressed me with a deeper application. The incident about which my husband was speaking happened when he was 11 or 12, that very impressionable age. He was living at that time in the same house we now occupy, but of course he was a child living with his family. The house is located on a corner lot, facing what was at that time a busy two-lane highway in the front, and siding on a busy side street. One evening, at this age of 11 or 12, there was a terrible automobile wreck at the intersection by the house. It resulted in twisted metal, broken glass, screaming sirens, and a scene of injury, blood, and death. That scene being very luridly described by spoken descriptions. For months after that event, my husband would go to bed and pray earnestly for the Lord to not let another accident happen at that particular intersection. Nightly he would beg the Lord, "Please, don't let another accident happen here." Why did he pray so earnestly and so long? Because he knew that if another accident did happen at that particular corner, he'd be responsible to help, because he'd be right there at the scene of the accident. You know, there's an important inference from that event. Our adult attitude is much the same as my husband's attitude while he was a little boy. Oh, maybe we don't even recognize that fact, but it's true. Don't we many times, perhaps unconsciously, pray, "Now, Lord, don't let one of my friends have a physical or a spiritual problem, because I'd have to help." Or, for instance, we'd have to help if one of our friends had a home that was destroyed by fire, or if that friend suddenly became seriously ill. It would demand our help. Or if that friend became very depressed, again, we would have the responsibility of reaching out to help that friend. And so we think, "Oh, don't let something like that happen to one of my friends." Moreover, there are incidents, for example, in church, where we silently and perhaps unconsciously pray, "Don't let someone standing near me in church get under conviction. Well, if he did, I'd have to deal with that person." Yes, we talk a lot about being helpful as Christians, but helping in abstraction is much easier than helping in actuality. Does nearness really imply responsibility? Indeed, it does. Listen to 1 John 3:17. "But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him?"
You've heard Sunshine on the Soap Suds with Bennett Peters Jones, Christian homemaker and author of Beauty and the Best. Write to Mrs. Jones at Sunshine, Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614.